What's up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hey, everybody.
And yeah, we're back to have a good time. Like per usual, we just want to talk a little bit about some stuff that happened this week. One thing I want to note before I go into like my personal stuff is that I have seen a lot of the things that are going on in the gaming industry, where people are kind of coming out about abuse and things that have happened just recently. If you know about Evo, that's the big fighting game tournament that happens every year. There's a lot of accusations that came out from Smash Brother players and commentators, as well as I want to say the vice president of Evo or whatever is on administrative leave right now because of some accusations.
Wow.
There's a lot of crazy going on, and typically there'll be something we would talk about, just like we talked about like the whole things that the race related things that are happening as well. But with that, there is a lot of personal stuff being that like has been shared. Some people I know personally, and some people I don't, and so I would rather have them come on and kind of talk about it versus me saying such and such said this about this particular person. I just think it would be a little
Right.
bit more tasteful in that sense. But I don't want people to think that we haven't seen it and that we don't, our thoughts and prayers are to those people who have been abused and are coming out. And, hopefully things are going to get better because they're coming out and being honest about what's happening. But I didn't want to make it seem like we're just like skipping over that stuff, being that we do talk about the gaming industry and stuff like that during our cast. So that's the reason why I'm versus what we talked about Black Lives Matter, both of us being black, we have personal stakes in that. We can kind of talk about it a little bit more openly than something where it's a personal an account of abuse. That's not the same thing. So just wanted to throw that out there. On a more on a slightly positive note, this week has been pretty good for me. I've been on vacation, so I haven't done a whole lot of work, which has been great for my mental space. Because yeah, that plus all the the world being on fire right now, it made things a little difficult. And so being able to kind of chill, watch a ton of anime. Speaking of which, Vudu has a sale or had a sale. I don't know if it's still going on by the time you hear this, but they had a sale where you could purchase all of Cowboy Bebop for like $6.99, 4K. Or whatever the highest rendition of that, that they released that anime in. Same thing with Samurai 7. I got that, I think, for six or $7, and I think Cowboy Bebop was nine, on Vudu, and it's the whole
Nice.
series, which is great. I also got Archer and Bob's Burgers, and yeah, I've been having a great time. That and watching The Fresh Prince on HBO Max. I subscribed for a month to catch up on Watchmen and darn. What is Issa's show?
Insecure.
Yes, that show is aptly named, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's amazingly. I mean, the first episode, I'm like, yeah, I'm her. I'm insecure.
Did you watch the whole season?
Yeah, I watched the I am totally caught up, and I am just that season finale had me. You know what's so funny about that season finale is like two episodes prior to that, besides, yeah, two episodes prior to that I thought would have been the season finale, because eight episodes is like all of her seasons.
Right.
But I remember, and I'm not going to spoil this for anybody else, but I remember someone on the internet saying, straight up saying, yo, I guarantee you that the something is going to drop. And straight up, this was somebody on Instagram saying, you already know what I'm talking about
Right,
because you
right,
watch.
right.
But they were like, I guarantee you so and so, da 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 da. And then I was like, I would hate HBO. I would hate Issa. I would seriously be pissed off at these writers if this is what they want to do. And then boom.
It's interesting how things went.
It's a cruel world. It is a cruel world out here,
It
out in these.
is. It is. But I think there's ways going, there's a way to go, from this point, as opposed to just being self-destructive. And obviously that's going to happen, right? 'Cause it's entertainment. This season was very funny, and a certain someone pissed me off.
Of course.
You know, it's always the things that bother me so much in a lot of these shows is that no one wants to talk to anyone. It's like, it's one of the reasons why I can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, because I think everyone takes things so literal, and they're unable to like just talk and have a conversation. So many things could be avoided if they just spoke like adults and whatever. And there were some points towards the end of the season where, you know, tempers flared and people were kind of yelling at each other. And for me, I was like, okay, this I understand because it's gotten to this point. But before that, I was like, you guys could have talked. You could have just sat
A lot of
down. Yeah, like, you know, still awesome show, but you know, there were some things where I'm like, ooh,
I had issues with this season though. I did. And I had issues with this season because I've watched obviously the first three. And my issues with this season was I think they were too well produced. If you understand what I mean, I was like each episode was almost a music video. There wasn't a lot of content. There wasn't a lot of things that were really happening, but there was a lot of really good music, honestly, like really
Yes.
good background music, really good cinematography, really good stills, really good shots. Like everything was like very, it was almost very picturesque. It was almost very low key looking at one. I forgot what those things were called that you used to make in elementary school. You would take a shoebox and you would create like a scene in a shoebox. I
I know
forgot
what you're
what
talking
they're
about.
called, but I almost felt like that's what I was watching. There weren't a lot of things that were happening, but it looked good. And so it's like we got to episode six, and I was like, everything that happened in episode like up through
Right.
episode six, typically seasons one through three would have already happened in two episodes. I actually felt very cheated. I felt like a lot of things were being dragged. Only time I was truly happy is when Jay Ellis would grace the scene because the episodes with Jay Ellis actually seemed to get somewhere. Like things actually seemed to happen every time Lawrence was around. My thing with this season was I almost felt like it was stretched, and then everything that needed to happen in the season happened in the last two episodes.
Yeah,
This
I
is
think that.
my opinion.
Yeah, I think that it wasn't. I think that the issues, there weren't a lot of issues to make, and so we had to run with something. And there's this like this building tension between, you know, Issa's character and her best friend, and like
Molly.
they're, you know, Molly, and who's annoyed me for a while now.
She's supposed to. That's her
It's
point.
yeah, you know what I mean, and like, and she's, and this is not, you know, we're gonna move on a bit, but we're gonna have our, this is our own podcast for another time, right? Like we'll talk about that at another time, but just to say that, like, yeah, a lot of it felt stretched in a way, and a lot of it was like, really, that's the conclusion you came to after all this? Like that's where you go with it. Beyond that though, I think there was a lot of. There's a lot of things that in this season that was kind of missing in previous ones in terms of like the comedy, certain racial elements. There were certain things that like, oh, okay, you're kind of aware of what's going on nowadays. Cool. Like there were some cool things that they did here and there, but I think that yeah, like I think it was there's certain things that were stretched out to the point of like I don't care anymore. Like, you know, so all in all, you know, good show. They had some rough, you know, some rough patches here and there, but essentially, my point was I did get to watch it because I was on vacation.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes,
I am. It feels good.
definitely, definitely. So, this week we are continuing our Versus series, and we're talking about board games because, you know, the last few verses have been nostalgia trips, and we figured, hey, board games is right up there. And it says that because we continually play them to this day, you know, whether you've, especially if you're like, for instance, like a Monopoly fan, right? If you played it when you were younger, you're probably still playing it now with your kids. If you guys haven't, you know, if no one's disowned you from playing it, you know, depending on how you play, then yeah,
That's true.
you probably keep playing, you know. Or you play something else. And so we figured this would be a good conversation to have and to kind of go back down memory lane, just like we did with, you know, the toys. And so, without further ado, the first one, since I've already mentioned Monopoly, is Monopoly versus Life. Personally, I lean a little bit towards Monopoly, even though it can cause all sorts of problems.
Always
If
a problem.
yes, if you play with people who, yeah, just be mindful who you play with. It's almost as bad as playing spades while being black and not knowing how to play.
And not knowing how to play and playing in the wrong place.
You can get cut for that. So you don't want to
Don't
do
come up
that.
in my house. Do not. Do not come in my house. Be my partner and make me lose. It's over.
Oh my gosh, don't renege. You might get disowned. Oh my gosh.
You're gonna get injured before you get disowned. And the thing is, I'm gonna scar you in a way where people will look at you and be like, "You messed up playing spades, didn't you?
Like,
That looks like a
ooh.
spades in injury."
Yes, that's totally spades. You didn't have any spades, did you? You didn't say anything. Yep. I know that
At
feeling.
the end, it's like we're winning, and the next thing you know, you dropped a spade when you were out. You
Yeah.
what? Where did
Or
that diamond come from?
you cut my small joker? Really?
What the heck?
So
What kind of nonsense is this?
yes, Monopoly is similar, except for it's cutthroat for everybody. But beyond that, I think I like Monopoly too because of similar to Uno. I know I'm throwing a bunch of games in here, but there's a lot of you're making up your own rules, you know, with Monopoly. For instance, one rule that we have is every time you land on go, like for instance, if you let's say you had to pay a tax, you flip a card over and it says you have to pay however much money. If it's not something that's owed to someone, like if they own the railroads or something like that, you have to pay a tax. We put that in the middle of the board, and whoever lands on go, gets all that money.
The jackpot.
There you go. And it's not in the official rules, but it's fun. It's a fun little wrinkle that we put in to kind of make things interesting because while we want to win, we kind of want to make it where you're not just rolling the dice and then buying property. We want to make it so like this is engaging and you want to get there. You want to get there before anybody else. So a trip around the board is more important than just passing go and collecting 100. You could potentially collect a whole lot. And the fact that it's from other people adds a little sting there. So yeah, I kind of lean on Monopoly, but life is fun too. And I don't know if it's a because I'm a guy that maybe life was a little bit more attractive to, the women in my life. Because the idea of like having a family and stuff like that, even though I've always wanted that, hence me being married with multiple kids now, I didn't pretend that, And so I think Monopoly was a little bit more my speed, personally.
I loved Monopoly. I did. I think the lure for me with Monopoly, because we got our first Monopoly when I was pretty young, but I think it was the little pieces. So I love the fact that there was a little dog.
Right.
Okay. I love the little dog. I always wanted to be the little dog, but then I also liked the hat because the hat reminded me of Al Capone. So, and don't ask me why, for some reason, as a child, I was like, yeah, Al Capone is the coolest person. Well, also, my dad was really into gangster movies. So,
There you
it
go.
all kind of made sense. And so we actually said no. We said the hat was Bugsy, or Al. I can't remember if the hat was Bugsy or the hat was Al Capone. And then there was the car. So we had this whole little thing. Me and my sister Lillian, because we're close in age, and I had the dog, and the dog would either ride in the car, like so we could have multiple pieces. We could play with multiple pieces at a time. Again, making up your own rules, right? But no, I mean it wasn't like we were playing multiple people at a time, but it was like. My playing piece was the dog riding in the car or the dog riding in the hat. That's just how I did it. Okay. I thought the thimble was stupid. But it was cute. It was cute. It fit my finger. It fit my pinky.
Yes.
So I think that's one reason why I really liked it. And I never really lost that much. There was one time when I lost. And I was like, I don't understand. And I had to mortgage some properties and I had to pay money. And I was getting mad. I think I had to pay my brother. And I was sad. I didn't know why I didn't have any money. But, that only happened. I don't know. And then nobody wanted to play. And then we kept losing pieces. Like we kept losing the houses. And, you know, it got kind of difficult after a while to keep up with the game. And I think the money started disappearing. We had to, like, make money out of paper, you know, poor people problem. Yes. And then, but life I didn't own. So life was owned by two people that, at least if I remember correctly, my friend who lived across the street and your wife. My cousin.
Word.
So I only got to play life when I went to other people's homes, and I loved life. I thought it was so much fun. I loved spinning that wheel in the middle, and yeah. I liked the noises that it made. The noise honestly was like the thing for me. I don't know why. I think I'm on the spectrum, to be fair. But so
for me, it was it reminded me of The Price is Right or like Wheel of Fortune, like that.
Yeah.
That sound or whatever. Yeah. Like, awesome. Anyways,
yeah. So I liked it, and it's hard for me to pick between, because life gives me a very happy feeling, probably because I didn't have it, and being able to play it brought kind of a joy, because I was like, oh my god, I finally get to play this game, because I never get to play it. It's kind of like watching Lady and the Tramp. I didn't own it. I had to go to your wife's house to watch it. So there's this love for life. And then when the new life came out, you know, the updated life where it had all these newer things, you know, like in the, I don't know, late 90s or yeah, something like around then, or mid 90s, it had like new homes. So it had like the split level home, which was like horrible. And then it had this like beautiful mansion. And I just wanted to have nice things. I was just like, oh, what nice things, you know, poor people problems. I was like, oh, nice things.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that was the thing that I loved about life. And Monopoly was fun. And again, unless I played with people who got really upset, that happened. And as I got older, I always pretty much was good at Monopoly, even though I never had a strategy. I just kind of won. I don't know how. You don't need Boardwalk and Park Place, guys. You actually really don't. Nobody ever lands on them.
But when they do, though.
But when they do, though, you better hope you're playing with jackpot mode.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Good times. I guess.
Definitely good times on that. So, yeah. No, I guess no solid winner for me, but solid winner for you.
Yeah, I lean on Monopoly. I think I had more, like, because with Monopoly it never went away. Like there was always a different type of Monopoly that would come out.
Yeah. And
we have everything from, you know, the Star Wars Monopoly. My wife has the Disney Monopoly. And that actually, there's multiples of those, I believe. Fortnite has a Monopoly. Like, it just keeps coming. And so
there's Winopoly. I love Winopoly, because then you just keep drinking, and then it just kind of becomes Slopolopoly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
No one wins, amazing. Or everyone wins.
No one wins. Everyone wins.
Oh, goodness. So what are two board games do you have?
So I have here two that I love to talk about. I've got Mousetrap and Hungry Hippos. Now, we've discussed this.
Yes.
I'm only comparing these because they have animals in them. But Hungry Hippos, I actually liked. It was never my game. I think it was always a friend's game. I think we had it at my church. And Hungry Hippos was fun. It was a lot of fun. You just keep doing the thing, and the hippos eat the marbles, and then you count the marbles, and whoever got the most marbles wins. It was fast.
Yeah.
It was, you know, kind of fast game, was fun, and it was kind of aggro. And, you know, it was, and almost everybody won.
Yes.
You know, almost everybody won, and somebody would get mad, but then you just play again, and then they win, and, you know, it was just kind of like, okay, fine. Hungry, hungry foes. So yeah, I liked that game. I didn't own it. But yeah, it was fun. As for Mousetrap, again, that was a game I didn't own, but two of my friends in my neighborhood owned that game. And yeah, these were the kids who got everything. There was nothing they didn't have. And I just got to say, Mousetrap was a completely disappointing game.
Yes.
Disappointing and deceiving. Because marketing, which is a side note, that's our side cast on this game, was Fly. Like, it was like the little song was like, ooh, mousetrap, or whatever. And you just think that it's going to be this really cool game where you're setting off this marble that hits this thing and does this thing, and then it's boom, and then here comes the mousetrap. No.
No.
That game was boring.
Very.
I was like, can the mousetrap drop?
Because that's all you were waiting for. Like,
yeah.
I want to say, like, the commercial either was 100% correct or 100% misleading. And I say that because when the mousetrap fell, like, yeah, that was a thing. Like, that happened, and that was cool for all of 3 seconds. But the build-up to that was like, oh, there's a lot to do. And it isn't as fun as they made it seem in the commercial. Like, I'm not smiling like the little kids were.
Right?
Because I'm thinking that Mousetrap is mainly a bunch of parts, moving parts, you know, like you said, kind of like, you know, Marble Madness or whatever, like, or like one of those, I forget what they're called, those machines that people build that you drop something and it knocks dominoes over and it does all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that a lot is going to be happening, and that's not the case. It's actually slow, and eventually you get to, you know, trap the mouse, but it's like during that time, I'm just expecting other things to be happening, moving parts and all this other stuff. And yeah, that wasn't it. And then on the flip side, Hungry Hungry Hippo was like extremely simple. It's not complicated at all. And I had a blast. It's not something that I played a lot of, but when I did play, you know, you're basically just mashing the lever to get the hippo to bite at the, you know, the marbles or whatever. And that was it.
Right.
That was right. And it was great.
Exactly. So yeah, Mousetrap was crap. Sorry, Mousetrap, you lose. Like,
yeah.
Even my friends who owned the game were like, yeah, this really isn't. I should explain how I was begging one of my friends to play Mousetrap. And we went to her house to play, and the look on her face was like, because I think somebody else was like, I thought we were gonna play such and such. It's like, oh, you know, Teresa wants to play Mousetrap. And I was so excited. And then we like start playing this game, and I'm like, and the look on her face is just like, yeah, it goes like this. Like, she's just not entertained. And then I'm like, I felt bad. I was like, I can't believe I like kept begging for this for like weeks. And now I'm here at your house and we're playing this game. And it's so, so disappointing. We could be outside. We could be in the sewers. We could be running around at the creek, climbing trees, flying around on rope swings, breaking our knees, anything. And we're here in air condition in the summertime playing a game that lied to us.
Well, on the flip side, though, she can't look at you sideways because she probably begged for the game, and that's how she got it. Like,
she got hooked
on the commercial as well. She could have warned you and be like, you know what? I know the commercial is exciting, and you know, we see him flipping and whatnot and landing in the cup and all this other good stuff, but it's not that great. It's not that great of a game. It's not. It's boring.
Yeah.
Trust me. Like,
she tried to warn me. I think she did. I think she was like, why do you want to play that? And I was like, because it's fun. It's fun. It's so much fun. And she's like,
so you just don't know.
And just acquiesced one day, and I was just like, I deserve this. Yeah, that was.
I don't.
Oh, Mousetrap. Nobody plays you anymore.
Man, the marketing was great, though. I mean, kind of. Yeah. Like, you know, you lied well. You lied well. So another.
I think they made their money back.
Oh yeah, totally. There's a too many people bought that and was displeased. But you know, no one. You know, I don't believe anyone actually wanted a refund or anything. It was just kind of like, oh. I got, you know, got messed up there.
Yeah.
And picked a bad game. Should have picked something else. But it's all good. It's all good. Another game, or another coupling of games, for me that I liked was Clue and Guess Who.
Yeah, that was great.
And interesting, like, Clue is way more involved than Guess Who. Clue was basically, you know, to kind of, if you guys haven't played it, it's, you know, you have these cards that have a character and a room and a weapon of sorts. Everyone has that. And then in a little bag is a, randomized character, weapon, and room. And so you go around the board and you each person gets a chance of basically accusing someone. Like, I think, Mary Magdalene did it here or whatever.
Damn,
And
Mary Magdalene, you were busy.
and she had the wrench or whatever, right? And so what happens is if someone who has that card, like you mentioned their name or whatever, they're supposed to secretly show you the card so you can go, oh, that's it wasn't her, and then you give them back the card, and then you have like a little card or score box that you can mark off who it isn't. And essentially you keep doing that until you get to a point where you accuse someone and no one around the table has the cards to kind of show you that they didn't do it. And so then you use all your clues that you've gotten, and then you can formally accuse them. And if you get it right, you solve the case and you found the murderer. If you get it wrong, then you're out of the game. However, your three cards that you have, when someone says, is this person or that person, you can still show them and say, hey, no, it's not that particular person or whatever. The idea is that you're getting your own set of clues to kind of see, because when you announce that someone did it, you're saying that they did it in this particular spot with this particular weapon. And so there's three cards. And so even though you might be wrong, no one knows what card they slipped you. Like, you could have had everything right but the weapon. And so they slipped you the weapon, and you like, oh, it's not the wrench. Let me mark that off on my card secretly so no one else knows. And so you go around until you basically guess who the murderer is. And it's really fun. Guess Who is super simple. You have two rows or two sets of little mini cards, and you pick one, and then you put it in front, and the other person does it. Similar to like Battleship, right? And you basically say, like, does your character wear glasses? And if they go no, you topple over all the characters that have glasses, and you basically narrow it down to whatever their person is. And you guess, and if you guess right, you win. If you guess wrong, the other person automatically wins. Both fun games. I think I like Clue a little bit better because I like the whole mystery of it, and how random it could be. Whereas Guess Who, after a while, well, for one, you can only play with two people, and after a while, you basically go through everyone. You know what I mean? Like, you start to learn which questions to ask that will topple over the most cards, so you can quickly, get to whoever their character is. You start to learn their facial features and all this other stuff. So you're like, it makes it easier as you play. Whereas Clue, for the most part, it's always tricky to figure out who's who. And so I kind of lean on Clue a little bit more. But Guess Who was a fun game too.
Guess who was fun? It could get frustrating because, the person you're playing with still has to be honest and they'd be lying because my friend used to lie all the time. I'm
Oh
like,
yeah.
what? With you, I'm like, does your person have glasses or not? And they're like, no. And the next thing you know, we get right down to the end, and she's guessing mine. And I was like, and then she shows me hers, who hers was. I said, I asked you about glasses in the very beginning. No, you didn't. Then why would you have put all those other people down with glasses? You
Right.
liar. So yeah, I guess it was great if you weren't playing with a liar,
Yeah.
or if you weren't playing with a 4-year-old who had no idea what they were doing, but they were the only person available.
Yes.
But Clue, what I actually liked Clue, it was I do like it the most out of both of those. Because Clue it was more of a Clue had a movie, Clue
Yeah.
had books, like Clue was
Yes.
the bomb, and it was always Miss Scarlet in the kitchen with the butcher knife. Like because she had reasons. Okay, she had her reason.
Can't trust that trick. No.
Yo, Kate. Yo. But
She's
yeah,
never
I'm a
cooked a
food
day in
guy.
her life, and she stay packing a butcher knife.
What? Scarlett? Everybody know you busy with the boa. Come on, what
Yes.
you got a knife for? Anyway. Oh, that just reminds me of sixth grade so much. So I think we played Clue in sixth grade. Yeah. That was a good memory from sixth grade. Sixth grade sucked. Moving on.
I concur.
Moving on. So I'm gonna do this one. one, which you guys might find a little funny, but Connect Four versus Tic-Tac-Toe. Now,
awesome.
Tic-Tac-Toe is classic, and it's really not comparable to many things because it's just so old and so simple. But Connect Four is really based on Tic-Tac-Toe for the most part. At least that's what I believe. I don't know. Wikipedia me wrong. But Connect Four, I mean, it's such a fun game. It's a, you know, if you're looking the wrong direction, you can lose pretty easily, which is the exact same thing with Tic-Tac-Toe.
Right.
I mean, as a kid, you play Tic-Tac-Toe and you don't realize that there's a formula to draw. There's no real formula to win Tic-Tac-Toe, but there's a formula to cause a draw every game.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to cause a draw every game, then you might need to go back to second grade. But
well, it depends. If you haven't played it, you know, because some people have. Because, you know, like, depending on who's listening, if you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe there's an app for Tic-Tac-Toe. But if you're, depending on your age, you might not have played some of these games.
That's true. This is accurate. Some people be like, I don't know what Tic-Tac-Toe is. And we're like,
how, Sway?
Call me. We will video chat and we'll play Tic-Tac-Toe together. And then you can knock that off of your bucket list that you didn't have until today. And I'm sure Tic-Tac-Toe will be the only thing on it. But yeah, you know, Tic-Tac-Toe is the game that you played in the middle of changing classes or something. You played at lunch. Hey, I'm bored. Want to play Tic-Tac-Toe or Dots?
Dots.
Dots was the bomb. All you needed was a piece of paper and a pen that didn't run out. And some time to make a dot board. Don't get in trouble. Don't go to detention over Dots, guys. It's not that serious.
You went to detention over Dots?
I mean, I had some mean ass teachers. They're no. I think my teachers are the definition of Karens. It was like, mind your business. Why do you care if I'm making a dot board? Okay, leave me alone. Let me get my C. Let me get my C in this class.
Oh my gosh.
Just need to make a dot board. That is what's pressing in my life right now. Not whatever else you want to teach me that I don't get. I'm gonna get a C+, dude. It's physics and I'm not good at it. Chemistry all day. I can make sulfuric acid and not burn my eyes out. I got an A in that class, I think.
See, you and my wife is like that. I physics was great for I liked all of science for the most part, but like she doesn't rock with physics either.
I just had a really bad teacher and he didn't make any sense at all. He was horrid. He didn't make any sense. I could not get a good grade in that class. If I don't understand what you're saying, I'm not going to do good. Because I'm also not the type of person, like, I can study, but I'm also not the type of person who really likes doing homework. So I learn in class. And it might look like I'm not listening, but I'm a sponge. I learn all kinds of things in class. I think I've told you this, but I've had teachers who accuse me of cheating because I didn't do my homework and I always aced my test. But that's who I am. I told you, I'm possibly on the spectrum. I can sit there in class, pretend like I'm not listening, soak up everything that you've said, ace all my tests, but my teacher could not speak. He did not know how to talk to high schoolers. He was a college professor for years. And I don't know what happened to make him take a high school job. He was terrible. He was horrid.
Yeah. Forget that guy.
I was terrible. Yeah.
Bad. I was like, I, you know what? I used to get in trouble a lot for drawing in class. And you know what? All my teachers can suck it. Okay. I graduated from VCU. In bachelor's, I have a bachelor's of fine arts. So yeah, you should have let me draw.
Exactly.
Anywho,
I did not graduate with anything, with any degree, and with any honors. So maybe I shouldn't have been making dot boards. But still, Karen, mind your business. It made me happy. Let me feel my oats.
So, anyways, going back to Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe is great. It's a great, you know, pastime. We all know how to play. And again, like I said, there's a formula to a draw. It's not really a formula to win. It's a formula to a draw. So if you're playing with two people who know how to play really well, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you're playing with somebody who's like, oh, Lalo, oh, darn, I lost. You know, try Connect Four.
Yes.
And if you're a grown up, you're probably going to lose to a kid. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they have like a Redskins versus Cowboys tic-tac-toe.
Wow. For all the,
yeah. So my brother has that because, you know, we're obviously DC natives. We're waiting for the Washington team to change their name, obviously. But for now, it's Cowboys and the Redskins.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We'll fix that.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We're getting rid of a whole lot of BS we don't need. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
We're trying to name them the Washington Gun Takers. If you watch Kimmy Schmidt, it's one of the best episodes, by the way. Just yeah, they were. I'm not going to go down. That's a rabbit hole. I can't go that way. Incredible Kimmy Schmidt, Washington Gun Takers.
You guys should Google that. Definitely.
Yeah. We'll talk about it another day. Connect Four versus Tic-Tac-Toe. What do you think wins?
Connect Four, easy.
Yeah.
Because because there's not a lot of, first of all, there's not a lot of Tic-Tac-Toe boards. And kind of in this sense, Tic-Tac-Toe wins because all you need is a piece of paper and pen.
Yeah.
Or a pencil or whatever. But when it comes to the different ways you can win, I think that Connect Four kind of beats it. And then there's also the fact that whereas Tic-Tac-Toe, there's only so many slots and it's so easy to get into a corner or, like you said, a draw where you have to kind of start over. Connect Four, you know, you could have four in a row going up, going diagonally, going, you know, vertically. And it was much easier to kind of win because you had a huge... I don't want to say huge, but you had a lot of space to kind of get around. So, like, if someone blocked you...
Out of pieces.
Right. If someone blocked you, you kind of go around and you can do other things. Now, granted, there are those times where you do run out of pieces. But even then, it was like... That didn't happen too often. For the most part, someone won. And all you had to do was just, like, pull a little lever at the bottom and they all fall through and then you start over. Fun game. It was definitely a fun game. And then also, if you have a checkerboard, those pieces can be used as checkers. So, you know, has multiple purpose, multiple uses there. To be real, after a certain point, no one played tic-tac-toe. I mean, I think I got in trouble playing at church one day. And then I was
on the handout.
Yeah, the bulletin, and I was like, you know what? Do I really need to play this? Like, do I really care that much about tic-tac-toe? It's not worth it. It's not worth getting in trouble. So I didn't play it after that for the most part, except for, you know, with my kids now. Like, I'm showing them, like, hey, there's a game. But as soon as they get Connect Four, or as soon as they're around anyone with a Connect Four, that's all they want to play. So, Connect Four definitely more so than tic-tac-toe. Unless, you know, there's a wrinkle here. If you have the hacky sack version where you have to toss it and it hits the little, you know, it hits the little flippy thing and it flips to either X or O, I'm down with playing that because that's fun. That takes, you know, a little bit of skill, coordination and all that good stuff. So that could be fun. But for the most part, I'm going to have to go with checkers.
Checkers. Connect Four.
Sorry. Checkers is the next one. checkers versus Chinese checkers. So I had both. And obviously, like, checkers was the game that I would play whenever I got frustrated at chess. Because my dad was, like, really good at chess, and I was, you know, trying to learn and how the pieces move and all those other things. And then someone showed me checkers and I was like, oh, you're just basically jumping people. Like, that's it. That's not, you know, there's no L shapes. There's no, you know, diagonal, like, you can only go diagonal. Like, and then you can king yourself and the king can go all over the place. Like, this is what I want to play. And so, not to say that I don't like chess, but, like, checkers was really fun. It was like the fun chess, if you will, for me. It's not chess, but that's what I, you know, envisioned when I was younger. And then I got Chinese checkers and I realized this was not what I thought it was. And for a while I was like, should we be calling it Chinese checkers?
I said the same thing when I was a kid. I was like, Chinese checkers is what?
Yeah. Is that, How is that how we're saying that? That's how we're
I thought it was
okay.
weird. It was, I th but you know.
Yeah, and apparently there's another name, and I'm not gonna try to pronounce it, but apparently there is another name, so there's that. But that's what is normally called, and it's usually, you have like I guess octagon section, and there's like these little holes where you put the marbles, and then on the outskirts are triangles that are filled with the marbles, and you're trying to get from one side to the next. The thing about Chinese checkers, though, is that you can't jump over a section that doesn't have a marble in it. And
Oh,
so
well, the dog got happy.
she likes that game.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. So basically what you would do is you would move your marbles in such a way that you could get all the way to the other end. And you would do that by like jumping over your own. So like you would move one forward and you take one from behind and kind of use it as a stepping stone. Use your own marbles as stepping stones. Well, the other players are doing the same thing. And so they are using your marbles and their marbles to get to their side of the board. And you kind of have to try to leave gaps so they can't make it while also trying to get yourself across. So fun little strategy in that, and it gets crazy when you have multiple players. I think you can have up to four or five players. No,
I
it's
didn't
two to
remember.
four or six. It's in even numbers, so you have to have the right amount of people. So it's either two people, four people, or six, I think. And the game can last anywhere from 10 minutes to 30, longer if people are really, really getting into it. But it's fun. There's some strategy there. Whereas checkers had strategy, and there were some good people. You'll be surprised. A 4-year-old can jump you like six times before you know it. But it's
You
not
sound like you're
as
speaking from experience.
I yes. And you know what? I had to show her that life isn't fair. Like you're not just gonna walk through. You're not gonna win just by, you got lucky. Let me show you what happens when I get a king. And she doesn't want to play checkers anymore. But it like it's a it was a lesson. This is a it's a growing experience. Things are gonna happen. I can't just let you win. That's not how we that's not how
Yeah,
this works.
it's not how life works.
Not at all. Video games, nope. Nope, you gotta see these hands. So anyways, and so it builds character, right? But then like Chinese checkers, it's so I guess in this one is kind of a tie for me because I think checkers is so easy to get into and to have fun, similar to Hungry Hungry Hippo, right? You just go. Whereas
Right.
Chinese checkers is a little bit more strategy, and I like strategy games. And so it comes down to the mood and let's say if you're playing with someone who's younger, which one you would pick. So it kind of depends on who you're playing with and in your mood. So for me, it's kind of a tie.
And I haven't played since I was a child. I mean, I guess, does the little one count? You know, the little one that people would have on their desks?
It counts. It counts.
It counts. Okay, so I may have played that 6, 7 years ago, maybe at on somebody's desk at work. Maybe even more, maybe close. I don't, it doesn't matter. And it's always fun because you're just like, oh, can I just play this? And then, they're kind of like, okay, yeah, sure. And then it takes 3 minutes and you're done. You're like, well, that was some relief. I'm not as frustrated at work and life anymore. But I know that when I was young, I really, really, really liked Chinese checkers. I thought it was so much fun. I was like, oh my God, this game is great. And it was difficult. Like it was it I would definitely rather play that. If somebody said they had Chinese checkers, I was like, oh, let's play that. So I know that as a child, having access to that game was more interesting. I guess on a whole, I really do appreciate checkers. I learned how to play checkers. I think my oldest sister taught me, not my oldest, sorry, the almost oldest taught me how to play that game. She was the one who taught me how to play, and I think we have good memories of that. And I ended up getting really good at checkers. So, I guess if you were to put them both in front of me right now, which one would I put? I wouldn't remember how to play Chinese checkers very well, and I'd probably play and lose and be like, "Yeah, I'm not interested. My brain doesn't work anymore. I'm old." And I would just be like, let's just go to Triggers. Let's do something that I know.
See, it's the mood. It's yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah, but again, both super fun. I didn't have enough. I remember playing with Joanne's sister. I remember playing that when we were kids. Like, that was fun. So, such memories, the nostalgia. Those were both fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's high.
I guess. What's next? What do I have on my list? Ah, since we were talking about checkers, that's right. Okay, well, chess you spoke about, and so I wanted to do chess versus Go. Now, obviously, we talk about anime on the cast, so if you're familiar with Go, you may have picked it up by, you know, watching anime like Hikaru no Go, because Hikaru no Go is one of the best shows ever. It's a men love that. I don't care what anybody says. Hikaru no Go is great, and it has great music, and Toya is the bomb. But chess versus Go, like, obviously, Go is, if you do know about Go, Go is like chess on steroids, crack, and meth at the same time. Oh, it's almost a completely different game. Both, they're obviously both war games. They're both strategy games, but Go really, really is a true super, super strategy war game. And it's about territory. You know, it's about taking over the board, looking at looking at this wooden board or as territory, and taking over it with your pieces, with just, you know, these little teeny pieces. Some people confuse Go with Othello, but it's not Othello. And
oh, yeah,
to be fair, Othello is, I don't even know how to play. I honestly, I would put Othello versus backgammon, two games that I really can't play great.
Yeah, I have no idea. We always have a backgammon board. Like, whenever someone would buy one, you know, like, you know, they have the multiple board games that you would get for Christmas or something, and we'd have, you know, chess, checkers, and all that. It would be backgammon. I'm like, how do you play this? I don't know how to play this. Like, someone has to tell me. And so we have a ton of those boards at my mom's house, at our house. Nobody knows how to play it. I don't understand.
No.
I think they're intimidated.
And if you, first of all, if you have a chess, if you got one of those chess and checkers games that came in a box, like it came in a package that had like, you know, like a box that was like a little briefcase that folded, there's a backgammon board in there.
Yes.
You know? And so, and, you know, you use your checkers pieces to play backgammon. And again, the only way you know how to play backgammon is if, I don't know, you're like British and 9,000 years old, or you read the instructions, played it a couple times and realized it was trash, and you went to go and play a card game afterwards. Which is your brain. Because of that. And so Othello beats backgammon, because at least I know how to play Othello. But so Go is not Othello, even though you do use black pieces and use white pieces. And Othello, the pieces are black and white on either side. And so, you know, like you trap pieces, and then you flip them, and then they turn black or white until somebody wins, until somebody takes over the board. I don't know, I haven't played Othello in years. But Go is different. Instead of flipping pieces for them to then turn color, you actually can steal pieces. You just take them off the board. Kind of like in checkers, where you're jumping pieces and you take them off the board. In Go, if you trap pieces with your own pieces, you then take them. And so that ends up lessening the other player's territory on the board. And so at the end of the game, basically, there's two ways to finish a game. A, you play all the way to the bitter end, and then you count territory to see which player has more territory on the board. Or B, somebody gives up. Like, somebody just says, makemashita. Somebody says, I lost. I give up. You know, and that's it. And professional Go, like, the games take days. They'll be playing for hours, and then it's like, okay, we're going to sleep now. And then they come back the next day and play some more. And then it's like, okay, go to sleep now. Come back and you play some more. It takes a week to play one game, professionals. Yeah, I don't want to be that cameraman.
That's similar to well, actually, that's similar to chess and not, because on a certain level, it's one of those things where, like, if you're at a high level with chess, it can take a long time. It's, to a point where someone has, like, I've seen that where people have a chess setup in their house and their friend has it in their house, and they'll call and be like, "Hey, I need you to move this piece this over here," and
That's
then,
too much.
you know what I mean? Because it'll take a long time. But then there's at an even higher level, well, it can go really quick, like, boom, 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 checkmate. And I like chess. I think I like chess. Now, granted, I never played Go, but I've seen it, and so I would be interested in playing it. But I think I like chess, mainly because, one, because my dad liked it, and the people that he played with, they're the people that, like, carried their own chess pieces in a bag or whatever. Like, it was serious. And
He played at the park. Did he play at the park?
he has done that. And when we were living in Germany, played with, different people here and there. They also played, one of my dad's friends had a mechanical or electronical chess board where you would play against the AI and try to get better, learn different strategies and stuff. And so a ton of chess being played. And so me and my brother would play and try to learn. I didn't really learn, because there's, like, classic moves and strategies. I was just trying to learn how to better outsmart someone, like, think three steps ahead type of stuff. And there was times where I gotten good. I only beat my dad a couple times, but there were times where, like, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna use this as bait. He's gonna move here, and I'm gonna in three moves, I'm gonna take. And it happened one time, and I was like, holy smokes! And I just felt, like, so intelligent at that moment.
That
Yeah, like, it was really, really cool. And so, because one of the things I like about, just something about me, like, I like playing card games because I like being able to use whatever I'm given and setting up a strategy or being able to work my way through a game with whatever I have. And there's a sense of, like, accomplishment there. And so chess is similar to that, where, where I move and how I move, I can affect the game, not just for myself, but for the other person, and kind of manipulate the outcome a little bit. And so, always enjoyed it. And especially me getting older, I think I have a better appreciation for it now, because I can think a little bit further ahead. Like I said before, when I was younger, it was like, you know what, just give me checkers, man. I can't do all this L's and whatnot and diagonal and whatnot.
The
Yeah, the freaking, it's a knight,
damn
it's what is
L's.
it? It's a bishop, is
The
it whatever, a rook,
knight.
all of
The
them. No, I know
knight.
it's a knight, but when I was younger, I was like, who is this? The knight, rook, bishop, who?
Yes.
I don't like any of you, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, like, especially now, it's really fun. Like, when we have, like, maybe Thanksgiving, when we go over to visit, my dad will pull out the chessboard and we'll play. So
That's nice.
I lean to that. I lean over to the, but I think Go is interesting from what I've read and what I've seen. I just haven't had a chance to play it myself.
I always wanted to learn, especially like I remember the first time I ever heard about Go, and that was when I was working at the anime store, and somebody came up to me and they were like, because I guess we were talking about shogi or something, and then the person was like, "Have you ever played Go?" I was like, "No." And then they started explaining it to me, and I was like, "Oh, Othello?" And they're like, "No, it's not Othello." So they explained it. I was like, "Oh, that sounds really cool because I love chess." Because when I learned how to play chess, I was a kid too, and I started playing with my sister Lillian, and we didn't know how to play. We actually did not know how to play. Somebody gave us a chessboard, backgammon chess.
Right.
We started playing. We didn't know what the heck we were doing. We even had one of those magnetic ones. We had the magnetic checkers pieces and the magnetic chess pieces.
Yes,
We
yes.
had those little, and they were so cute. Anyway, we didn't know how to play chess, and then like we kind of taught ourselves. We did a lot of that because my mom worked a lot and my dad was out philandering. Anyway, so we were playing and we were like reading the instructions and we were like looking online and no, not online, but like on the computer because we had a computer that had the chess game and we knew what we were doing. So we taught ourselves really how to play. And then, so obviously Lillian's older than me and she was smarter, so she was beating me. And then finally I got to the point where I beat her a couple times and I was like, yay, I'm getting better. Because my brother didn't want to play with me. He's 5 years older than me. He's like, I'm not playing with you, you loser. And then I was like, play with me, because I didn't have anybody to play with. And I was always grounded and inside. It's not like my friends knew how to play chess. They were dumb. So I was like, come on, play with me. And so my brother used to always beat me, and he would be like, I don't like playing with you because, you know, you're not a challenge or whatever. But, you know, he enjoyed beating me. It was fun. This one day, and he was not off his game. I just got really good. I just got to the point where I was just really, I just got good. And I beat the crap out of him one day. And he told me, because we didn't even finish the game. The game was going to be over in about three moves. He said, I'll never forget this. He was like, I'm not playing with you anymore. I was like, what? I was trashing him. I was. And he was like, I don't want to play with you anymore. Like, what the hell is going on here? I was like, but I'm winning. I was getting good. I'm telling you, because I was practicing all the time. I was getting really good. Then I was beating the computer. When you start beating the computer on hard, that's when you know you're good. I was getting a big head. Okay. I was like, yes. And then we had to change computers, and we got another computer. And the chess game that we had on the computer would, every time you got close to winning, it would say, Ziggurat has failed. And it wouldn't let you win.
Oh, that's trash.
I was like, this is trash. So anyway, and then my brother got this really cool chess game on his computer, which took up all the memory. And then he went to college. And yeah, that was the end of that. So what I really wanted to say is that I never joined a chess club because I didn't even know if we had one. And I basically got good enough to beat my brother and to beat the computer all the time. But it kind of ended there, because when I went to college, I bought myself one of those glass chess sets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, they're like $10 at Ross. And I took one to school, and I tried to play with my roommates and my friends. But, you know, like I said, my friends are dumb. And nobody wanted to play, or if they played, like, nobody was. It just wasn't right. It wasn't right. Okay? It just wasn't. We weren't. And then somebody broke my chessboard. So, you know, that always happens. Just like somebody ruined my puzzle. Like, I was like, dude, it's my puzzle. Like, I bought a puzzle. And then somebody messed up my puzzle, and I was really upset. So, you know, that's what happens when you live with people. And, it's not that my interest in chess left. It's just that my ability to keep playing on a certain level was gone. Gotcha. I didn't find a chess tribe. So if you played me now in chess, I'm trash. Like, I'm trashier than a newborn baby would be at chess.
Oh, gosh.
Trash. I don't know. I'm like, what? And I don't have the patience anymore. It's like my brain, it's my ADHD as an adult has gotten so bad that I cannot concentrate through a chess game. I will literally move some pawns and they'll be like, you know that your king is open, right? Like, I can put you in checkmate right now from all the way across the board. Like, I haven't even moved my queen the whole time, but you are literally in checkmate right now if I move. And I'm like, oh, didn't see that coming. Okay, I guess we're done now. Let's go eat biscuits. Done. But Go, I play on my phone. I have these daily Go problems that I try to solve. So I've like been teaching, again, I don't know anybody who plays Go, so I've been teaching myself for the last several years. I'm still trash. I'm not good at all, but it is interesting, especially when you're like learning from nowhere. Nobody's teaching me. But I did used to work down the street from like the International Go Association in DC. That I didn't even know was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go there one day. I never did because I was always working too much. And then I stopped working there. So I was like, well, I'm not going back to like freaking Chevy Chase, Maryland. So hell no. And yeah. So that's my story. And I love chess. Don't get me wrong. I do. I think it's great. And I love the fact that you can walk through a park sometimes and there's somebody playing. And sometimes people have those parties where they have human chess games, which are so much fun. Or like the really just big chess, like I played that one Halloween, the really big chess board. But after learning about Go and putting the effort into trying to understand it, it does pique my interest a little bit more since it's such a detailed game and it's so, so difficult that... in my mind, Go wins. Chess is more popular, but Go wins. It's like nerd level over 9,000. I hope people got the joke.
Over 9,000.
Over 9,000.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think, did I have another one? Oh, yes. These are rather similar games. Sorry and Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think I liked Sorry better.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trouble was cool, but I never really enjoyed... Well, that's a lie. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the little pop thing that you would do, that you would push down,
yes,
and the dice would flip around. But I didn't like how random it was, or at least how it felt, right? Because I feel like I had a better control when I was rolling dice.
Yeah.
Than doing the little poppy thing. Because, you know, I like the sound, like, book up, and then it, like, you know, it
would
flip around
or
whatever.
That.
Awesome, right? But then, you know, with Trouble, the idea was to get around the board and to get into these four slots with your five slots with your colors, and you had to roll a six to get out on the board, and then kind of move around these slots. And if someone was rolling and they you know came to your spot and jumped on you, you would have to go all the way back. One of your pieces would have to go all the way back, whichever one got jumped on. And essentially, you have to make it to your home area and get all your pieces in. The same thing with Sorry. Sorry, you had to get around the board. And I think with Sorry, though, it was a little bit more streamlined. I don't know which one was first, but Trouble was so exacting that it was frustrating towards the end.
Yeah.
Especially if you need to roll like a one. Like trying to get a six to get all your pieces out was difficult enough, but trying to get a one, you know, because you had to be exact, was difficult because you're not really rolling it yourself. You're just pushing a little ball and the dice flips around. Whereas Sorry, there was times where even though you had to be exact when you got to your home with, you know, rolling the rolling the dice or having the cards, the card version, you just flipped over a card and it gave you a number and you kind of moved however many spaces. With Sorry, at the very least, you had the color slides. So if you jumped on or you landed on someone else's color, you would slide all the way to the arrow. And, you know, whoever's in the way, you would knock them over and they would have to go back to the home.
Yeah, you'd be sorry.
Right, you would be like, sorry, and, you know, slide them out of the way. What was cool about that was you didn't have to be exact. So at least not all the time. So once you got on the board and let's say you rolled a three and really you needed a six to get where you needed to be. But if you rolled a three and you happen to land on their color, you can slide a couple of spaces and you will be closer to where you need to be. And so that kind of sped the game up. Whereas Trouble, it could take a really long time if you just were unlucky with your, you know, it was one of those points where like I would be like one dice roll away from winning and someone else would beat me because I just could never get the right number. And that didn't happen so much with Sorry. So I think I leaned a little bit more to Sorry than Trouble, but I do have fond memories of playing Trouble though. Back in the day, I do have fond memories, and you know, it was only been a few times where I wanted to flip the whole thing and curse everybody out and leave. It didn't happen. I wanted to, but only a few times that ever happened. Whereas Sorry, for the most part, I had a good time.
Sorry was fun. Sorry was one of my favorite games as a kid. I think it was Lillian's favorite game. But it definitely was one of my favorite games. I loved playing it. You know, we used to fight over what colors to pick. And some of these games actually are not just nostalgic, but like some of these games make me really happy because they were four player and there was four of us growing up. You know, it was my sister Lillian, my sister Golden, my brother James. And it was, since it was the four of us, we used to play these games together. So, you know, I know how sometimes people are always like, oh, I want to play something with somebody and didn't have somebody to play. Like I had friends who were only children. And so, you know, we were lucky that we got to play these games together. Sorry was definitely one of my favorites. I didn't own Trouble. I remember playing Trouble with other people, either friends or like at church or something. So I only got to play it a couple times. And I remember everybody being like, oh my God, Trouble is so much fun. And then I do remember playing it one time and getting so upset. Because I couldn't get my pieces out. I was like, oh my God, this game. I just wanted to cry. I probably did. I didn't throw a tantrum. I just cried because I was sad. Like, it just felt so less than. How can a board game make you feel so emotionally incomplete and just like a loser?
Man,
sad.
yeah, rough. It like I said, there was some times where I wanted to curse everyone out when
Yeah.
I was so close to winning, and it just I could not roll the, it just wouldn't work, and I was
It wouldn't
maybe
work.
I have to push it a certain way or more pressure to the left versus the right, and yeah, it, in my
We
mind it was
tried to
a.
put science into it, and it was just like, you know what? I think the game is just against me today.
I feel that
Like,
way.
just press. I actually at one point was just like, let's just not really play, but let's just play with the popple thing. Look, let's just press the thing. It was fun. That was the allure, and at least it wasn't like bad like Mousetrap, where it was like, okay, honestly, I just liked watching the Mousetrap go down, and but it was a letdown. This was fun. This was like I could actually just press this poppy thing, and then we could kind of like pretend like we were paying attention to the rules, and everybody could agree on that and be like, yeah, I kind of don't mind.
Yeah.
Yes, we all have an equal chance of losing, so let's just screw the rules and just press the button and move. So yeah, I'm gonna go with you with your choice for sorry. I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, winner, true
Almost
winner.
less people getting cursed out in my mind.
Yes, definitely less people getting cursed out. I want to give a shout out to some Ghanaian games, some African games here. Since we just mentioned sorry, there's a game that people know called Parcheesi. Parcheesi is a popular game. It always reminded me of Sorry. But the Ghanaian version of that game is called Ludo. So if you ever watch like Ghanaian movies or just West African films, you might see some people playing Ludo. And it is such a fun game. It really is. Quick story. I used to play with my aunt when I was in Ghana. I played with my aunt, and she's the biggest world's biggest cheater. And I'm like 12 years old, 13. I was 13 playing with her. And she was like my favorite. I loved her growing up. Like, she's like my favorite aunt. And we're playing together. My mom comes in the room and she was like, oh, you guys are playing Ludo. And I was like, yeah. I was like, mom, I'm playing Ludo with auntie. You want to play with us? She was like, she's, and my mom just looked at me like, she wasn't even smiling anymore. She just looked at me and she goes, don't let her cheat. I'm sitting here like, why would you say this? This is your younger sister. Why would you say that, mother? Like, that's so mean. And then I can't remember who else came through. So somebody else walked, they're like, you know she cheats, right? I think it was my cousin. It was like, you know she cheats, right? And then of course she's speaking to them in Ga, or Kobo, and is like, whatever, saying something to them. And then my mom is like, yeah, watch out for her. I'm playing with her.
Wow.
I'm winning. I'm doing good. I was like, yeah. No, she's like, rolling the dice and then going extra. Oh, what? I am 13 years old. She's a grown woman. Like, okay. She is straight cheating. Straight up cheating. No
Terrible.
joke. Like, she's done taking six extra steps. And she won that game. I let her cheat because I was like, my auntie wouldn't cheat, would she? They warned me. I told my mom afterwards. She's like, I told you. Because she's like, who won? I said, she didn't. She was like, did she cheat? Anyway,
Terrible.
terrible, terrible. Oh, my auntie, God rest her soul. She's the best. So anyway, Ludo was that's that game. It's just like Parcheesi. It's the same thing, except like the board we played on in Ghana is it's actually glass. We play on a glass board, so it's kind of interesting. The board we had, I think my mom or my dad brought it back from Ghana once when we were young, and it broke. So yeah, you can get yourself a Ludo board, maybe not a glass one.
Yeah.
Yeah, next is draft. So draft is checkers, at least from what I understand, it's checkers. So when I was in Ghana, I think yeah, it was that same time we went over to my other cousin's house, and we were walking around, and they're like, "Oh, you want to go and meet some friends? They're out here. They're playing draft." I was like, "Okay." I'm watching them play. I was like, "That's checkers. I'm good at checkers." They're like, "Oh, you want to play? Okay, it's all guys playing. There's no girls around there." And I was like, yeah, of course I want to play. And they're like, yeah, I'm not going to go easy on you. I was like, don't go easy on me just because I'm 13. Dude, I know how to play this game. So we're playing. And he's like, why is it taking you so long to move? I said, because I'm thinking. Don't you guys think before you move? And they're like, no. I was like, wait, that's not the answer I was expecting. My cousin like whispers to me, he's like, do you know what you're doing? I was like, yeah, I know how to play. It's checkers. He was like, no, it's draft. Like, you have to play fast. So if you think you, when you play checkers, you move slowly. This is, you don't get that time to think in this game. You need to know what you're doing. It's checkers on speed. That's what it is. It's same game, same rules for the most part. Except I don't even think we go through the king part in this game. It's just get to the other side, kill everybody else, you know, piece, take everybody else's pieces.
Yeah.
And but it's the same game. It's just really fast, and it's typically played on a larger board, I believe. Larger board, bigger pieces. So anyway, but a lot of fun, just faster. So if you ever decide one day you want to play that, you should. It's fun. Fast checkers. Kind of like fast chess. Timer. Yeah. And you should play it. Next time you go to Ghana or next time I go to Ghana, I'll bring back a draft board.
It sounds maybe like fun.
Maybe I can get one on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll think about that. Play draft on Uno night. No, just kidding. And then Owari, which is the world's like oldest game. Some people know it by Mancala, and there's other names for it. But if you haven't ever played that game, it is a game that's like in a wooden box that has these little holes in it, and the idea is to like drop these like things that look like seeds in there. And you kind of, there's four in each one. And then the idea is to get as many in your home because it's played by two people. The idea is to get as many in the end pieces because one person owns each. And yeah, it's very simple. You just like pick up the seeds and then drop them. It's like a counting game. And if you drop them in an empty one, if you drop one in the empty one and that's your last piece, and your turn is over.
Oh, wow.
And so the next person goes. And so the idea is to get as many of collect as many pieces as you can or whatnot. And then once somebody wins. But the game is so simple, but it's actually entertaining. It's simple and it's fun. And I remember asking, I played it with some friends that I ended up inviting to my house one time. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, you guys can play this. And then they're like, I don't understand. You had to teach them how to play this. And they're like, it's so simple. Like, wait, there's no bumper in the middle, you know, like trouble. There's no button to press. And just a simple game. But it's like the world's oldest game. And you just, it's like a little wooden case you can carry around with some things, some marbles in it that look like seeds. And it's a fun game called Owari. And I think other people call it Mancala. So yeah, those are three games from Ghana that you may or may not have heard of, but you should check out because they're fun. And I rep Ghana, so yeah, Black Star.
Word. That's what's up. Let's see. I think that's it for the list so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, thanks for checking out this week's episode. Hopefully this not only brought up some good memories for you, but also enlightened you to some new games. I know there's a couple of games that I want to play that you mentioned that I've seen but never had a chance to, so I'm probably going to have to do that. We have to find a way that we can do this via social distancing, like, you know, and stream it. That would be great.
Yes, that would be a lot of fun.
Side note, there was a couple of games that I was thinking about bringing up, but I didn't want to, I guess, bore people too much in a sense, because I would like to play games like Risk and Dungeons and Dragons and, you know, some of the more pen and paper stuff. And I was like, you know what, that might be a little too nerdy, because it's hard to get nerds to play, let alone anybody else. Because those games take a long time to set up. Once you get going, it's a blast, but, you know, it could take a whole day to get the stuff the way you want, and then you know, actually getting to play, it's like, all right, I gotta go. I have like a wife and kids and all that good stuff.
Right. I mean, it's taken me like 20 years and I still haven't played D&D because it's just too much work.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is. And so, but it's really fun once you finally do it. It's so much fun. If you have an imagination, I'm telling you, and you like wizards and monsters and all that good stuff, it's a good time. Totally a good time. Don't let the fact that it's super nerdy keep you from playing it. Because to be honest, everyone's nerdy. You're nerdy about something. If you're a fan of baseball and you know like everyone's stats and whatnot, you're a nerd. If you
Yeah,
can if
that's
you know
true.
if you know all the people on a football team, even the people who aren't the stars or the quarterback or wide receivers, you're kind of a nerd. Like that's
Yeah.
everyone's a nerd about something. So don't let that
Something.
prevent you from playing something really cool. But anywho, just
Or
wanted to
telling us about it.
exactly. Let us know in the comments some games that you thought were cool, some games that you thought we might have left out that we should have talked about. Feel free to hit the subscribe and notification bell so you'll be up on all the stuff that we have going on to the YouTube page, as well as UnitedFrontGaming.com, which you should check
Right.
out. You should definitely check out.
Check that.
But yeah, I had a great time, and I hope you had a great time. And like I said, share. Hit the like button, argue for your favorite games. We want some feedback from you guys. I know you're out there. I see you listening. So definitely let us know.
Yeah. Be nerdy about our stuff.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of games, I started watching that show, The Floor is Lava. Oh my God, I can't.
I want to watch that.
You've got to check it out. You've got to. It's on Netflix. Just watch it. It is ridiculous. I mean, Wipeout's still better in a general sense because Wipeout was so good. But this is still interesting watching people, you know. But the only thing about this show is that the floor is actually lava. Like, at least when you play The Floor is Lava at home, you're just jumping around on your couches. You know, it's just carpet down there and maybe some, you know, ants that got into your house or, you know, some Dorito crumbs, but nothing really scary like real lava. Their floor is actually hot liquid. So I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't fair.
Oh wow, it's hot liquid?
It's hot liquid. Like, you gotta watch it. Because I'm sitting here, like, at least at home, you're just jumping from chair to chair and jumping from obstacle and getting to the other side of the room. This one, you can't just jump from stuff to stuff. You're actually going to slip off.
Oh, wow.
How is that even lava? If it was really lava, it would just eat everything. You wouldn't make
Everyone
it.
would die if it was really lava.
Everybody would die. But, like, you wouldn't just slip. You know?
See, my understanding was like it was like a grown-up double dare. Like
Yeah.
or yeah, like kind of like Wipeout in that sense.
Yeah.
But just like, really silly and whatnot. But the fact that there might be some danger involved, yeah, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, there's danger. It's like they're wiping out, and it's like Tomb Raider. So it's basically Wipeout and Tomb Raider mixed in, oh, sorry, an escape room mixed into the same thing, because they have to like find clues
Oh, wow.
to make the obstacle course easier for them. And it looks painful. Some of these people are like smacking their faces on stuff. And it's like, at least on Wipeout, you know, it's like those big padded things, and then they fall into the water. This is like, it looks like they're hitting their heads on like stuff that's kind of hard.
Oh gosh.
It's not that hard. I know it's padded stuff because I can, you can see it sometimes. Like, you can tell it's like rubber or some sort of really dense foam, but still, like, it's harder than the things that wipe out. Anywho, but since, you know, in the theme of games, I say check that show out. It's actually really funny.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah, do it.
So
So
we'll have to
yeah.
come back next week and tell you what I thought.
Yes, please do. Please do. You guys do the same thing, listeners.
Yes,
But
and so
yeah.
we will bid you adieu. But again, check back next week. Like I said, we re typically record on Thursdays and it goes up on Fridays, unless something happens and it goes up over the weekend. But
Yeah.
we'll typically let you know, and that's why I said hit the notification bell. So then
Yeah.
you can kind of be up on the stuff that we do. Feel
Yep.
free to follow us everywhere. I have it in the description below where you can follow us on various social media and whatnot. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it for housekeeping.
That's it for us. Just, you know, wear your masks. It's a great day to save lives. So wear your masks. Stay 6 feet apart, everybody. Stay home if you're sick. Don't be a racist. And see you later. See you next week. Bye-bye.